Jess in with you this morning. Now, award-winning singer-songwriter Bill Chambers has described my next guest as one of those rare artists who understands and continues to stay true to the roots of country music. Shauna Bircher has released Backwoods Town. Creeks run dry and the grass don't grow, the sky here never rains. That happened last month. The title track, that's the title track from her album that she is releasing next year. And she joins me in the studio. Shauna, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, good, thank you.
It's lovely to have you in the studio. It's nice to have anybody in the studio at the moment after the last, like, 8 months of nobody.
I bet. Yeah, it's good to be here.
Now, you released this title track, I'd be coming up for nearly a month ago now. How was the reaction to it?
Nearly a month. That's crazy. It's been great. Like, yeah. It's been more than what I imagined that it would be. I've just, yeah, the response has been huge and, yeah, I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It is such a great song. And, you know, with every musician, particularly those in the country music scene, you draw your inspiration from somewhere. So where was it for this one?
For this one, lately I've been listening to a lot of Laurie McKenna. She's a huge influence at the moment for me. I listen to her all the time. And especially like in the last few years when I've been writing for this album, she's been a big one.
Yeah, that's awesome. So this is your second album that's going to be released next year. The first one was back in 2015. So what have you been doing sort of in that gap?
Had a few things sort of go on, like personally. Yeah. Lost my mum in that time. Mm. So that sort of, I took a bit of a break during that. And then after I sort of got through that a little bit, I started writing a lot.
Yeah,
and most of these songs are after I lost my mum on this album. And, it's been
an emotional roller coaster.
It has, yeah. Yeah. For the last few years. But I got an album, so.
Yeah. And I love that that country music and people like yourself draw on those human experiences, because we all go through them at, you know, one stage or another in our life. And to have a song, you know, that you listen to that actually has a whole lot of meaning behind it, I think means so much more than, you know, a lot of other songs around nowadays, I guess.
Yes, definitely. For me, you know, my songwriting is very much about real life, you know, my life and what I've been through. And, you know, if someone close to me, what they've been through, they're just stories. They're just real stories.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah. I love that. And, of course, the last, like, 8 months have been another roller coaster for everyone at the moment. How have you been handling the last 8 months? I mean, obviously anything to do with live music was canned.
Oh, it's been crazy. I've been really, really lucky. I work at the local hospital in Broken Hill, so that has kept me very busy. We've only had two cases of COVID in Broken Hill, so we've been really, really lucky.
Yeah.
But, you know, hospitals don't slow down.
No.
So I've been really, really lucky, and I'm just grateful now that we're starting to get through it a bit and the live music starting to come back. It's very exciting.
Exactly. You did a gig in Maitland last weekend, which would have been awesome.
Yeah, that was the first show back that I've done. And it was just, there were real people there.
Oh, my God. Real clapping.
I didn't know what to do with that. It was so much fun. It was so much fun to actually play for people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. And now you can look forward to releasing your whole album early next year.
Yes. I'm so excited to release the whole album. We went to Nashville last year. I've had this album in the works for a while now.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be released early this year, but then obviously COVID, and so I just pushed it back, and now I'm getting impatient now.
Yeah. Is going to Nashville like the dream of every country music singer? Like, you just have to go and do it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think it's just one of those things, you know, you might not stay there or it might not be where you should be, but you got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, when the opportunity come up to actually go and record an album there, I jumped at that.
Oh, that would have been unreal.
Know, yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is so cool. Well, we're going to keep an eye out for your album that comes out early next year. Of course, you can follow you on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram as well. Yep. Awesome. And you're going to play your track Backwards Town for us, and we're going to pop that full video up on our Facebook page. So make sure you head there, AM 981 at 2NM. Shana, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Can we catch you anywhere live soon?
Not just yet.
We're waiting for next year.
Yes. We'll see how we go next year.
Awesome stuff, Shana. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.